Lesson 12. Hearst Castle's Master Builder. As part of their tour, visitors to Hearst Castle, also known as San Simeon in Southern California, are shown home movies of the many celebrities who were guests there during the 1930s and 1940s. In one film, a tiny bespectacled woman hiding her face behind a sheaf of papers is mistakenly identified by the narrator as William Randolph Hearst's secretary. In fact, she was Julia Morgan, the architect who designed and supervised the building of the castle, which some have described as the most ostentatious residence of the 20th century. There is an explanation for the error. Julia Morgan, despite being an extremely prolific architect with over 700 buildings to her credit, was a very reticent person who actively avoided publicity for herself. From early in her career, she rarely gave interviews. When she retired at the age of 79, she had all her architectural drawings destroyed, declaring that the buildings themselves would be her legacy. As a result, very little was written about her for many years. Julia Morgan was born into an affluent San Francisco family in 1872. Although it was not common for young women to attend college, she entered the engineering school at the University of California at Berkeley. After graduation, she became the first woman admitted as an architectural student to the prestigious École des Beaux-Arts in Paris, France. When her studies were completed, she returned to California, ready to open her own firm. First, however, she had to pass the state licensing exam, which she did in 1904. Becoming the first woman to receive an architectural license to practice in that state. Morgan had great skill in understanding her clients' wishes and in carrying them out successfully, as she designed and built private homes as well as public buildings. One of her clients was Mrs. Phoebe Hearst, a wealthy widow and philanthropist. When Mrs. Hearst died in 1919, her only child, the publishing tycoon William Randolph Hearst, inherited her enormous fortune. To match his great wealth, he had extravagant plans. A home to be built on his 275,000-acre ranch, midway between San Francisco and Los Angeles. For this project, he hired Julia Morgan. For the next 20 years, Morgan immersed herself in every aspect of the design and construction of the main house and three guest houses. Early in the project, she supervised the laying of 5 miles of road to provide access to the site and arranged for a dock to be built to receive building materials arriving by ship. As the buildings were completed, she brought skilled artisans from Europe to execute the wood and stone carvings that embellish many of the rooms. From the beginning, Hearst was actively involved in the building of the ranch, as he called it. At times, this must have been irksome. For example, when an elaborate fireplace that had been completed had to be dismantled and moved to a different place in the same room because Hearst was dissatisfied with its location. Morgan had no choice but to accede to Hearst's wishes when he arbitrarily changed his mind, as he frequently did. The scope of the project provided Morgan with a unique challenge as an architect. Casa Grande, the main house, contains 115 rooms, filled with art treasures collected in Europe. Its twin towers, 137 feet high, offer a fine panorama of the Pacific Ocean and the Santa Lucia Mountains. The outdoor Neptune pool, lined with green and white marble, is not only breathtakingly beautiful, but also soundly constructed on its hillside site. In addition to the buildings, Morgan directed the creation of numerous gardens and a private zoo that grew to include more than 100 species. By the late 1930s, construction at San Simeon ceased. Morgan continued to work on other projects for Hearst as well as for other clients until 1951 when she retired. In 1958, San Simeon became one of California's state historical monuments. With over 1 million visitors a year, it is now one of the nation's most popular tourist attractions. Everyone knows that it was Hearst's millions that paid for it, but very few know the name of the person who designed and supervised its buildings, and that is the way Julia Morgan would have wanted it.